Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
1, 2, 3. It's a Hard Knicks Live. It is a Hard Knicks Live. A Hard Knicks Live. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Live.
Back to the city of New York for the first time since 2013.
Means a lot. You know, we do it for you guys. Us as a team, we're doing it for each other, playing for each other. And we're not done yet, so we're excited for the rest of the season.
What up, Knicks fans? We are in the motherfucking playoffs! Woo! What is up, Barry, motherfucking D?
What is up, Craig, with the energy tonight?
We've had 3 Monster Energy drinks tonight, our new sponsor. No, I'm just fucking kidding. And what is up, Blanderson, motherfucking Hooper?
Oh, wow.
Everyone's getting it tonight because we are in the motherfucking playoffs. I've said motherfucker 4 times in the first 30 seconds of this show.
I'm doing great, Craig. I'm going to bring the energy now since, you know, if you're going to curse with my name, then I am going to bring the energy.
Blandy just leveled up.
Let's do this.
Guys, wherever you listen to the show, remember to leave us a 5-star rating and or a positive review. And please subscribe to the one podcast that I've been told is an acquired taste.
Who said that? Your mom?
No. My mom hated it the first moment she fucking heard it. What do you mean?
It's an acquired taste. That's like a backhanded compliment, isn't it?
What are acquired tastes that we have out there?
Like some like cheeses, right? Like Roquefort cheese.
Roquefort. You guys come up with some acquired taste. Barry, you came up with cheese?
It's the best I could come up with.
Roquefort?
Kale? Kale is an acquired taste.
Kale? Yeah. Is an acquired taste?
Yeah.
No.
You started off not liking it, now you love kale.
No, I didn't say that I do.
Who does?
For some people, it's a, you know.
Give me something that you didn't like at first. You didn't like that at first, and now you've grown to love it.
No, I fucking hate it. It's disgusting.
What?
Raw oysters.
Oh, that's disgusting.
What about whiskey? Did you like whiskey the first time you had it?
It's a little strong. It's a little off-putting.
That's like an acquired taste, I think.
Sure. Jazz music, Craig.
Jazz music.
That's a good one.
See, I think we are like the whiskey of Nick's podcasts. Sure, you could go have wine with Knicks Film School because they're the classiest of the podcasts, right? You could have beer with the New York Knicks podcast. I don't know what would you have with like the Knicks Wall podcast, like a cranberry vodka.
What? No fucking idea.
Guys, Boston Nick told me he's been addicted to the show for months. This is a quote. At first, it was an acquired taste due to the vulgarity and raunchiness. But now that I know the rules and personalities, this is hands down my favorite pod.
Oh. We know what that's all about. That's the crumb cake right there.
He's like, I don't know if I can like this show. There are fucking crumb cakes in it. Brian, you make any bets this week?
Did I make any bets this week? No.
Okay. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. They've got you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. What a fucking week. I'm sorry, I'm cursing too much. What a week. A roller coaster week, guys. Euphoria, depression, euphoria, depression, euphoria. Euphoria after that Clippers win on Sunday in LA. Depression after losing to the Lakers, also in LA. Missed opportunities at the end of the game, turnovers, shot clock violations, missed rebounds. LeBron and AD talking shit after the game to Spike. Did you see that?
No.
I read about it.
Shaq calling Julius Randle from the studio Zach Randolph by accident.
That's not like no respect. No respect at all. You.
Kaiden Randle, Julius's son, upset after the game.
You're in today again.
You want to play them again?
Yeah.
We will play them again.
No, here.
Okay.
I want to play them again here.
Okay. We will.
I want to play again.
Okay.
After that loss to the Lakers, guys, we dropped to the sixth, all the way from 4 to 6 in one fell swoop. And then the next night, the Celtics lose. Euphoria again. We don't even do anything. The Celtics lose, and we are in the playoffs for the first time since 2013. Julius Randle's quote on Twitter, right when it happens, check it off the list. We not close to done.
Oh.
Then we got the Spurs. Time to get that bad taste of the Lakers loss out of our mouths. Because, guys, I was fucking depressed.
That game sucked.
I was so as depressed as I've ever been. I don't even know how I'm going to handle the playoffs, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I have not dealt with that kind of pressure in a long time. And that loss did suck.
Yeah. But I didn't think we were going to get that Clippers game going into it, you know? And even though I thought we were going to come out of that road trip 3-3, I wanted that fucking Lakers game.
Of course. We had it. We had it right there.
Yeah, you spelled it out. Everything that went down in that game, it just plain sucked.
And then depression again in the third quarter against the Spurs, down 17 points. We got Jason texting us, Blandy, during the third quarter. Hey, guys, if this game gets out of hand, we can start the show early during the fourth quarter. That's how bad it was.
That's right. Your quote, your text said, this game sucks.
This game sucks. It did. It sucked. And then what happens? RJ Barrett and Alec Burks pull us out of a 17-point hole to beat that White Walker Popovich and win our 39th game of the season.
You gotta love RJ Barrett, right? You know? You gotta love him. You know who doesn't love him, though? This guy.
But I would say that Obi has a way higher ceiling than RJ. Yeah, I'm not going to take that out of the show. No.
You better leave that in there.
He does. Much higher ceiling. RJ with 24 points, 9 boards, 5 assists. He could not miss that corner three. That's his spot. But Alec Burks, guys.
He's big.
Comes back from being out 30 points. RJ and Alec hit 10 of our 14 three-pointers for the team. Only 14 threes that whole game, 10 from those two guys. Barry, how are you feeling down 17? Were you worried about if you could mentally handle the Lakers loss and then that loss?
No, you don't want to end the season that way. Going into the first playoffs in 8 years, you can't go into the postseason with these losses and then getting the team feel depressed. This team thrives on the energy of one another. It thrives on momentum, and it would just be a buzzkill to what's been such a special season. So, you know, the fact that they were able to pull out this win in the fashion that they did, exactly like you said, it got that bad taste of the Lakers game out of my mouth. It didn't look good. It looked like to me they were moving slowly, sluggishly. But then they started that little run and you just felt the tide coming.
It's a bad habit to get into, but they've shown the ability, and we've said it before, to turn it on when they need to. And when they were down 17, at the end of that third quarter, they pulled within like 3 or 2, right, late in that third. They just turned it on defensively. The Spurs went from hitting everything to hitting nothing. The threes started falling. And thank God, because we would have been starting, if it was up to Jay, we were going to be starting that podcast at the start of the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Because he needs to go to sleep.
It's true.
Jay, were you upset when we came back because we weren't going to be able to start early?
No, because I mean, the game was over early to begin with. So, it wasn't so bad, you know? It's a big win. It's a good win.
Because of the start time.
Because the game started at 7:30, it was okay. All right.
Yeah, it's a big win. Like if that had been an 8:30 game, then I would have been pissed off. You know?
Unbelievable.
And Julius Randle.
25-9-9.
Another big game. Almost a triple-double. 25-9-9. I would say that everything that Julius can do, Obi can probably do and more. Jay, you are such a fucking prick. All right?
Pulling out all the Obi receipts from you.
What did I do? Wait.
You guys might be right, but I'm telling you it's the wrong move. It's a mistake.
I don't think it's such a mistake.
He hurts
though.
The team more than he helps the team.
But that's about Julius?
They can't trade him, and they don't see him as part of this team. He's got 1 year. And if he becomes a cancer in the locker room because he's not starting or getting minutes over Obi Toppin, it's very easy to waive him. How about you play some of Barry's clips? Why is this all a barrage against me, Jay?
Because well, you're the
do
one
who's
been
coming.
You know
how much editing I'm to do in the show right now? I have to cut all this shit out because of you. It's not cool. I don't want to be up that late, Jay.
You're the one who's been coming at me and Barry recently, so.
Holy shit. What? You got all this free time in your hands? What are you doing all day?
Well, my kids were doing work in their seats today, so I got a little work done while at work.
Oh, so you're doing this while you're teaching the kids? Be very interesting. I would personally start Obi right off the bat. I think he's the future of this team. Julius Randle, he's in the last year of his contract. Jay, here essentially. Stop? You've taken over the whole show with this shit. Keep him beyond this year. They drafted Obi Toppin not to be Julius Randle's backup.
Christ.
They didn't draft Obi Toppin to keep Julius Randle here beyond this year.
Fuck this.
There's no benefit to starting Julius Randle and giving him more minutes.
Craig just left his studio. I think you ruffled his feathers, Jay.
You think?
How dare you embarrass me like this on my own fucking show, Jay? How dare you? As if I'm the only one who thought this way of Julius Randle.
In Craig's defense, I mean, a lot of people were saying the same exact...
A lot of people? A lot of people? Everybody!
Not Barry. Not me.
Not Barry?
No.
Not you? You didn't even watch a fucking Knicks game last season, Blandy.
You? Says who?
Which, how many fucking Knicks games did you watch last season?
I don't remember.
None!
How am I supposed to remember?
Probably none!
Craig, this is a night we should be happy.
This is a night we should be happy. But
should be happy.
Jay's stirring the pot here.
These last three games are very important. We just knocked off one. We got two more to go. All right. This should be a happy night.
Exactly.
It's the first time we're together with it. The Knicks are with certainty in the playoffs.
All right. Well, fuck you, Jason. Julius Randle finished with, I guess you were right. You were right all along. All right. It's the one thing you're right about ever in sports. That moment. So I understand why you're basking in it. And then me and fucking a million Knicks fans were wrong, but there was one Blanderson Hooper who was right. Congratulations. Congratulations. Would you like me to fucking bow down to you?
No, not at all.
No? No. Kiss your bland feet? You want me to do that? Kiss your bland fucking feet?
No, I don't want you to do that at all.
No.
No, that doesn't sound enjoyable at all.
Julius finished with 25 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. Alec Burks, 30 points, 10 rebounds. RJ Barrett, we mentioned, had a big game.
Yeah, he turned around a miserable first half of a game.
But he had five?
I don't know
eight,
how
five
he ended
in the
up.
First half?
He ended up with 24 points, 5 assists, 9 rebounds, 8 of 19 from the field, 5 of 9 from 3, after I think starting off 2 of 10 from the field. He had those 4 threes in a row.
Obviously, Emmanuel Quickley, it was his first game back. He was really rusty. He only got 11 minutes. I don't think he got any time in the second half, right?
No, he was 0 for 4.
Just
he
at
got
the very
pulled.
End.
He got
he
pulled
only
after
there
his like
end
first
for the free throws.
And he got pulled for Frank like after only being on the court for like 2 minutes in that first half. They must have wanted to tell him something before sending him back out, you know, for that second short run of his.
Yeah, it was right after he threw the ball away. It wasn't even close
to
Julius
Randle. He was a mess.
And you could hear Thibodeau yell on the sidelines, Frank!
Yeah.
What's amazing is that Thibodeau, even with Derrick Rose out, we know this, it's no secret anymore. Alfred Payton only plays like 10, 11 minutes and then he's done. Even with Derrick Rose out and Emmanuel Quickley, as rusty as he was looking, throwing the ball away, Thibodeau is furious at how he's playing. He screams down the bench, not for his starting point guard, for Frank. For Frank, who, by the way, I mean, a lot of Frank stans always said that even if he didn't work out for the Knicks, he would make a really good player on a good playoff team.
He'd be a role player.
But who would have thought that team would be us? Because yes. In the past couple games, he's looked like a nice little piece off the bench when Thibodeau doesn't know anywhere else to turn. He goes to Frank
later. He only played 6 minutes tonight. They were a big 6 minutes. And his defense was big. And he's getting a ton of respect from Tibbs. You're seeing that, you know, because Tibbs has a very, very short bench. The fact that he's trotting Nillikina out there in key moments shows a lot. And it's going to give, you know, Nillikina the confidence going forward into the playoffs. And, you know, it's not just because Rose was out. It's not just because Quickley wasn't there. We're seeing it in key moments of the game when the Knicks need their best defenders on the court. And, you know, it almost seemed like through a lot of this season, not only did Nillikina not always have his offense going, you know, we started off, you know, hot from three at the beginning of the year, and then that went away. But we even saw, like, his defense wasn't, like, jumping out off the screen at us in these games. But these last couple, they were. And tonight, they were. Fucking bullshit foul call at the end. That was just good defense.
Oh, yeah.
Should not have been a foul call.
Great day. Against the Lakers, he came up with some big steals. He's been getting limited minutes, but they're big minutes at big points of the game.
Yeah.
And he's coming up big defensively, and he's hitting the open three, which is huge. He had 9 points against the Lakers. You're seeing that in limited time, he is a nice piece for Thibodeau. And the fact that he went to him at that crucial part of the game when Quickley was struggling and not Alfred. I mean, listen, people are saying that Alfred's only starting because it's a business, like a promise to his agent.
It's got to be. Dude, why else is he even trotting Elf out there? You said it yourself. He doesn't get back in the game. He's in there for a few minutes, then back to the bench. It's got to be a fucking deal, an under-the-table deal. It's ridiculous.
Like, at what point, though, do the Knicks and Thibodeau say, like, this is fucking crazy?
They say it May 18th.
I don't care that we made a deal.
What day do the playoffs start, Craig? That's when they fucking got to say it.
You think they're going to be like, yeah, we made a deal with the regular season, motherfucker.
Exactly.
That's
what I'm hoping. That's what I'm hoping happens, Craig, because I don't want it. And I don't care that you're changing things up for the playoffs. It's the playoffs. Things have to change, all right? And this is the biggest thing that's got to change.
Even if it's Rose starting and then Quickley spells him for a little bit, Burke spells him at the point, there's no fucking reason to have Alfred starting the game and never comes back in. You've got enough guys that you trust. Thibodeau has enough guys that he trusts more than Alfred. After the first 10 minutes of the game,
whether you're damn right, Craig,
Quickley, Rose, Frank, Randall, who else does Tibbs want handling the ball instead of Alfred? Everybody.
And other guys' minutes goes up. Who gives a fuck? Fucking Randall and RJ played 86 minutes tonight in a regular, you know, 48 minute game. I'm fine with it.
Yeah. So against the Spurs, Bullock did not really have it. He was 3 for 9 from the field, 2 for 8 from three. He has been playing really well. Didn't have it, but thankfully. And I don't want to discount, we're not speaking enough about Alec Burks, because he is the reason that we were able to pull this win out.
Oh, yeah. He just gave him so much offense.
Whether it was the threes, driving the lane, handling the ball, running the offense, getting the old-fashioned three-point plays, he was really good.
That's, I think, the big thing about him is when he has an impact on the game like this, it's not just shooting from the outside. He does drive into the lane quite a bit. You know, with Bullock, you know it's mostly going to just be, you know, those three-point shots, but Burks has that extra added piece to his game.
Yeah.
Where he's a threat from inside and out.
He's much more well-rounded. Bullock, when he leaves that three-point line, you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
Sometimes he can hit that mid-range shot.
Yeah.
But when he drove the lane a few times, passed it out, gets intercepted. Like, he just needs to be hitting threes,
yeah,
which he's great at.
But the best thing he's at is his defense.
Yes.
I mean, it's nonstop.
Yeah, for a while they were saying he held DeRozan to like just a few points, and then DeRozan broke out when they took that 17-point lead.
And the Knicks got it done from the stripe tonight, 18 for 18, which ended up being huge in such a close game.
Guys, two games left, 39 wins. We got a chance to win 41 games this season. It is entirely realistic we walk away with 41 wins on the year.
In a 72-game season, Craig.
In a 72
That would have been unbelievable in a regular 82-game season. And the Knicks have a chance to do it in 72. The Knicks didn't squeak into the playoffs. This isn't a stuck-in-purgatory bubble, eighth seed Knicks team. This is a fucking, we're here with the, you know, it may not be the top tier Phillies, Brooklyn's, Bucks, but we're here with you, Miami. We're here with you, the new Atlanta. And Boston's in the rear view.
Speaking of we're here, this is Kaiden.
Love Kaiden. The unsung hero. I love Kaiden.
That's right.
The face of the Knicks fans out there. Trotting him out on the court before the game.
You guys want to hear some voicemails?
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Yo. It's your boy Brandon from the GA. Let me tell you something. I just caught the last 6 minutes of the game against the Clippers. All I got to say is two words. Derrick Rose. Y'all need to put some respect on his name. Quick. Let's go, Knicks.
Fired up.
I don't know if there's a bigger difference maker in the NBA than Derrick Rose. We mentioned on the last podcast how much better we've been since he joined the Knicks and when he plays.
Over the last 2 weeks, Craig, Derrick Rose has been as important to this team as Julius Randle has. Think about that.
Your starting point guard.
Not your starting point guard.
Is a critical element of this team. The only problem is he comes in the second quarter or the end of the first.
Which hasn't been a problem because he's getting the minutes. The problem is you got to get that other guy on the bench, and I don't care who you put in.
Been a problem because he's been so fucking good when he comes in.
Yeah.
A rose grows in the garden.
I think that was after the Clippers win. So I don't even know why he's saying a rose grows in the garden. I guess it's clever though, right? A rose grows in the garden.
Beautiful.
It's
poetry,
Craig.
A rose
grows in the garden.
He's a rose where roses never grow.
Can't. I don't even.
Ralph, are you okay?
Fucking dude.
Hey, fellas, it's TB. You know, I don't know. I don't know how to feel, you know? Like, I don't know. Is it more fun to have a team that's good? Or, I don't know, something inside me just feels kind of empty, you know, when they're winning and they're looking so competent. I don't know. The fucking Knicks are back.
I was gonna say
he got
out
us.
Of your mind.
He got
you
us.
Should have seen Barry's face
is
the whole time.
Oh my gosh!
Barry's like, what the fuck is this fucker talking about?
You,
I'm so impressed.
It's the opposite.
You funny guy.
Of what you should be feeling.
You silly boy.
This is Brandon at the GA. I just finished the Lakers game. We were so close. Oh, my God. Highlights of the game, though. How about that no look from Frank and that knockdown three? There's still some value in the boys, so. Shit, we were so close. Anyways, no worries. Heads up. On to the next one.
It was devastating. That next morning, it was weighing so heavy on me, that loss. That it was like, got my kids to school. I usually start work at like 9 a.m. at home. And I just like fell asleep on my couch from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. just because I was so sad about the fucking Lakers.
Thank God there wasn't like a second game, like a back-to-back the following day. Because I needed that day, Craig. I needed that day to just fucking grieve for that loss.
Are you going to be able to handle the playoffs? I'm being serious. I was thinking that day that I don't know if I'm ready because every single game is going to be so crucial.
Yeah, every possession is just heightened.
If we get down like 3-1, what's going to be like for those next few games? You know, every game being do or die. Dude, I can barely handle a Spurs game that means almost nothing at the end of the season, or a Lakers game that really did not mean all that much. We basically had the playoffs locked in.
I may have to get a medical person to just stand there while I watch these games, Craig, just to maybe monitor my vitals during the game, just to make sure I don't fucking, you know.
I told you guys that I've become superstitious about me working out during the games now. I mentioned that a few weeks ago. I've worked out for like 3 hours now during the games, the whole game. It's horrible. But I'm afraid not to.
It's a playoff next life. It is a playoff next life. Woo! 22 and a half wins my ass. All the best, boys. Let's fucking go.
Wow.
Woo.
I never heard it for Derek us. Like that.
Buck came in with the worst audio quality he's ever called in with, and I was nervous. I was like, whoa, what is going on here?
But it was raw, though. It was raw, Craig.
It was.
Well, thank fuck for that.
I love the woo. That's raw right there.
Yeah.
You know what he was thinking when he did that?
Wow. This feels so good. This feels so good, man. Wow.
Speaking of Daniel John, Knicks Nation Germany.
What is up, guys? It's your boy DJ from Germany. Yeah, playoffs, here we go. Wow.
Why are you breathing so hard, Daniel?
You know why.
What is going on? You're right.
Yeah, playoffs, here we go. Wow. What a great feeling.
Stop jerking off thinking about the playoffs, Daniel. Fuck is going on in Germany?
I'm so hard on Frank.
You know how he is. Frank's had a couple of good games.
Wow. What a great feeling. I run around with a big smile on my face.
That's got to be a drop.
Oh, God.
It's not just when you come, like, it's how hard you come.
Big smile on my face the whole day yesterday. And, wow, great feeling back after 8 fucking long years.
That is something you would like call the girl from the night before and tell her. Oh, you know, I was just thinking about you and
Hilda. Hilda.
Last night.
I can't get the smile off my face.
We had that schnitzel.
You had my schnitzel, you mean? You had my schnitzel in your mouth.
Pillow talk with DJ.
Wow. Feels so good, man.
Big win against the Spurs tonight. It was a tough win. It was an ugly win. But RJ and Burks saved us tonight. But to be honest, guys, Alfred fucking Payton deserves no minute on this team.
Nothing like celebrating a big win by shit-talking a guy who probably played 10 minutes the whole game, you know?
Have you guys seen Tommy D on Twitter, how much he
sticks
defends
up for
Alfred
yeah.
Payton?
Yeah.
All the time?
You can't ignore it.
What is going on there? What does he have invested in that? He really wants to be right.
Look, I defended Alfred a lot last year, but you can't do that this year. You just can't. There's so much proof. It's in the numbers. It's in the eye test. It's game after game. Tib fucking knows it. We don't know the reason he's out there, but Tib fucking knows it, which is why he yanks him. No, he should not be out there.
Did you see the Mark Berman question to Randall about Alfred? It was to Randall and Derrick Rose, actually.
Yes.
You're playing starters minutes, but you're coming off the bench. Are you very happy with the comfort level of that?
Are you
not
starting? You're ridiculous, Mark. Damn.
I'm asking. Whatever the team needs.
What's he going to say?
Exactly. What's he going to say? You're talking about one of his teammates who's on the team.
One of his boys.
What's he going to say? Oh, yeah. Alfred should be going to the bench. But certain people use that as a defense as to why everyone who thinks Alfred shouldn't start is crazy. Because even Randall thinks it's ridiculous.
I mean, listen, though. At this point, he played 12 minutes tonight. It's not like he's getting big minutes in the fourth quarter. I get that maybe, you know, if you don't start him, maybe things are a little different at the beginning of the game. But I don't know why everybody is worried so much about a guy who's been playing like 10, 12 minutes a game.
Because it's a quarter of, it's 1/4 of the game though, Jay. It's one, and the playoffs, every fucking minute counts. You want to give up 12 minutes to this guy?
And somebody tweeted out the other day, and this is totally right. It's like Thibodeau is spotting the other team points right from the get-go. Because you know they're going to go down when Alfred's on the court because he's always a fucking minus.
Always.
So why
always.
Would you do that? It's like you're handicapping by having him in there. And you're a team that should not be handicapped. You need every fucking guy on the court on your team you need because this is a team we started off the season touting that they were a lack of talent. And they got to play above their heads, which they've done. They way surpassed anybody's expectations. But having Peyton in there is weighing them down, and it's putting them in the negative.
Yeah, we can't get into holes every time we start the game, and then again every time at the start of the second half. And I'm not saying it's Peyton's fault every time, but he doesn't help. He doesn't do anything positive.
They led at the end of the first quarter tonight. They had the lead against the Lakers at the end of the first quarter.
That's going to happen, but they didn't have the lead because of Elfrid. They had it in spite of Elfrid. But think about how much better they would be if Derrick Rose is starting, or anyone else. Anybody.
So maybe he gets less time once we hit the playoffs, you know? He keeps him in the starting lineup just because that's what they've been doing. But he's got a quicker hook with him.
He is averaging 1.3 points a game over his last three games. Our starting point guard. He's got 4 points total over his last three games. He's got this awful stretch right now where he gets in the lane and he can't put anything in. From in close.
Clyde brought up a stat that the Knicks are 29th in the league in finishing within 4 feet of the basket. And in my head, I'm thinking that's Elfrid Payton and it's RJ Barrett. You know, I hate to say it, but RJ misses a lot of those fucking close shots. A lot of them, all season long. It's those two guys that are fucking bringing that number down. In a season when most players on this current roster are having the best seasons of their careers, arguably, Elfrid Payton is having probably his worst. Granted, his point total is the same as it's been like the last 3 or 4 years, around 10. But his assist numbers, which are always at least 6, a couple of seasons where he had above 7, he's down to 3.3.
Yeah, he's never averaged less than 6.2.
And listen, if there was no better options on the team, you'd understand. But the fact is, we got Derrick Rose, we got Emmanuel Quickley, we got Alec Burse. Like we said before, we have all these guys that Thibodeau trusts over him. If he was the best option or even the second best option, you could make that argument. Well, what does it matter if Derrick Rose starts and Elfrid comes in and backs him up? He's going to get the same number of minutes. He shouldn't even be backing anyone up. Not only should he not be starting, he shouldn't be in the fucking 10-man rotation.
Thibodeau either has to sit him down or the Knicks have to come up with some fake bullshit injury that he has. He should not be starting or playing come playoff time.
Is it right that he has the same agent as Julius Randle and that's the reason?
It could be related.
That's potentially the reason.
It could be related to the reason. It can't be the only reason, but it's definitely, it could be related to it.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say it is a business promise, right? That the Knicks, someone in the front office promised Elfrid and or his agent that he'd start the whole season.
Right.
Wouldn't at this point, doesn't Elfrid, I mean, everyone on this team seems to be about the team. Wouldn't he go to Thibodeau or go to someone and say, like, listen, or go to his agent and say, listen, I know that we made this deal, but we're fucking, like, everyone else is playing so well. Derrick Rose is playing so well. I feel like a fucking asshole that we made this deal. Now I have to start every game. All the Knicks fans hate me for it. I shouldn't be starting. Shouldn't he? What, if that was really true, would he step up and say something?
Frank. I had the same thought. Craig, no, Craig, I had the same exact thought as you, but no, he would never say that. If there is a deal on there, he's not going to say that.
No, no way.
Really?
There's no way.
You're going to let your team go into the playoffs?
Craig, you know how Craig, you know how NBA players think.
Have a bigger chance of losing?
NBA players, even Elfrid thinks that they are the best player on the court at any given time. He thinks he deserves to be there. And I'm telling you, you go down the bench, everybody thinks they deserve to be there.
How's the rest of the roster not furious about it? How are they so cool about it?
Because maybe they don't know about it. It hasn't come to light. Look, we all suspect it. There's no proof. Nobody knows for sure. It's the only explanation we have to tell ourselves. But, you know, if word got out to any of the players, chances are it would get out to the media and it would get out to us. So if there is such a deal, I'm sure the players don't know about it anyway. It's just sad that in this type of season that there would be such a thing going on.
Such a mystery. It's the fucking mystery of Elfrid Payton. And Jay has been upset all year because he worked on this meme he was hoping to use when they eventually benched Elfrid.
I thought it was gold.
Basically, it's a meme of Elfrid on Elf on a Shelf.
It's a beautiful Photoshop job.
Yeah, I really put in a lot of effort with that one.
I don't know if it's beautiful.
It's not, you know, it's... It took a little bit of time. That was not a rush job.
And this was early on. This was early on the season.
It was like fucking months ago. I never got to use it. It's disappointing.
All right, Blandy. You know what time it is. It is time for the news with Blanderson Hooper. Brought to you by Clarkson Avenue Crumb Cake Company. They are changing the crumb cake game. Blandy, have you ordered one recently?
I have not. I have not, but I wanted to with last month, but the deal, but I didn't. But now they've got a Memorial Day sale, so I might have to...
Tell us about the sale, Blandy.
Get in on that. 25% off any crumb cake or crumbkin site-wide from 5/10 through the 31st. But the cake of the month does not qualify for that, so just be aware.
Well, I repeat, these are big Knicks fans. I just talked to them today, and they are extremely excited about the playoff run that the Knicks are about to
go on. They need to come up with some, like a special kind of playoff blend of some kind, don't they?
Or like a blueberry and orange for blue and orange?
Something special to commemorate what's going on here.
Guys, from holiday gift boxes to their world-famous crumpkins, they even have a Crumb Cake of the Month subscription you can get for 3, 6, or 12 months. Go to clarksonavcrumb.com, use promo code HARDNICKSLIFE for 23% off your order.
Start things off here. The Draft Combine will take place in person, as it has every year except for last year. June 21st through the 27th in Chicago. They're basically going back to the old rules. So, you know, no weird stuff like last year. So there's that. A-Rod and the Timberwolves and A-Rod's partner today finally reached an agreement with the Wolves owners. They are purchasing the Timberwolves for $1.5 billion. They had like a 30-day exclusive window, and that had expired, but they were still negotiating in good faith after that, and so they came to an agreement today. Speaking of the Wolves, this Saturday will be the induction ceremony for last year's NBA Hall of Fame class because they weren't able to do it because of COVID. Three biggest names there are Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, and Kevin Garnett. And then on Saturday... I don't know if it's before or after, they'll announce who's actually going to be inducted for the 2021 class. They announced the 14 finalists a few weeks ago, but or maybe a month or so ago. But so they will induct these new people and announce the next class. The league, for the 9th consecutive season, has broken their record for most three-pointers made per game. This year, there were 12.7 threes made per game, which... I think it's gone up like 9 years in a row, which, I mean, obviously so much of the game now is just built around shooting from as deep as you possibly
Steph
can.
Steph Curry fucking moved that needle this season by himself. Yeah. It's crazy.
So, and it's like a full half a three higher than it was last year. Last year was like 12-2, and now it's at 12-7. So you got that. The NBA has created a new award for social justice and racial equality that they are naming in honor of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. During the playoffs, they'll announce the first winner. That person will get $100,000 from the league to donate to an organization of his choosing. And then last but not least, we had this week this.
Gallinari. The fadeaway. And there it is. History. Russell Westbrook has just surpassed Oscar Robertson. It lasted 47 years, and now Russell Westbrook stands there all alone.
Russell Westbrook recording his 182nd triple-double, breaking Oscar Robertson's record.
Yeah, watch that game. They were playing the Hawks, and they were down big, and then he almost brought them all the way back. Yeah.
And then he missed a shot.
And he missed
right
a three
end.
to win it at the end.
I've got audio of him after the game. Do you want to hear it or no?
No.
Okay.
This is a fucking Knicks show. Do you want to hear it, Barry? I'll leave it up to you.
Didn't you tell me last week
you wanted me to bring some audio in?
That was Carmelo. It's different.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Why not? And then just before the playoffs start, Jaylen Brown of the Celtics out rest of the season. He has to have wrist surgery, and Victor Oladipo is out with a quad injury for the Heat. He's done for the season as well. That's the way the basketball bounces. I don't give a shit about the Mavs record at this point because obviously it's not a good pick. So,
all right, guys, that's going to do it for today's show. Guys, we're going to have to do these podcasts into the playoffs. Are you ready for that?
We're going to have to do them like after every game.
We're going to have playoff podcasts?
Crazy.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
You can contact us. It's ahardnickslife@gmail.com. That's where we get all of our international listeners to send voicemails. So if you want to join the likes of...
Wow. this feels so good. This feels so good, man.
Or the likes of...
I'm just fangirling about him right now.
You can leave our voicemails or play a song at itsahardnickslife@gmail.com. Just send us an audio clip. You can follow me on Twitter at @hardnickslife. You can follow Barry at @BarryDworkin. You can follow Blandy at @BlandyHooper. And you can always leave us voicemails the traditional way by calling us like Ralph knows.
Oh, I thought you were going to play a clip. 516-33-MESH-1.
But we don't even need to play clips of Ralph because he just leaves us new clips every week that we don't even need to play drops of Ralph.
You know what's nice about Ralph's most recent voicemails, though? It's not like those that drone on for minutes and minutes and minutes. His is just like a one-liner. Hey, the Knicks win! Yay!
His voicemails are either 3 seconds or 7 minutes long.
Our next podcast, Craig, is going to be a playoff series preview pod.
You think so?
Most likely, right?
All right, so we'll know who we're playing or not yet?
We'll know after the last game. All the games on Sunday are going to end in the afternoon, so we'll know by Sunday.
Oh, right, because we can't. It has nothing to do with the play-in tournament.
Right.
So we'll get you out of that.
Oh, boy. Thank
goodness. We were hoping for a fucking 10 seed not too long ago.
Remember, wherever you listen to the show, you can leave us a 5-star rating and or a positive review. Jay, give us the schedule for the final 2 games. This is easy.
This is exciting.
Charlotte and Boston.
2 games left in the season. 39-31. We're going for 40 wins plus here. Barry?
Craig?
Are we going to get to 40?
Hell yeah. 40 we're going to get to.
Blandy? Are we going to get to 40?
Yes. I think if we didn't have to, if they weren't still trying to get that 4 seed, then maybe they take a couple of games off and they go a little easy, but I think they want that 4, and so they're going to do whatever they can to get it.
Barry, did you ever get playoff tickets?
Yeah, you can't get them yet.
Oh, when can you get them?
I don't know. But listen, I got my ear to the grindstone. As soon as they say I could get them, I'm fucking going after them. The problem, there may be a problem, which I already started talking to my wife about. I was like, Jordana, I already told her I'm going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I said, but what if I can only afford 2 tickets and not 3? You know, who do I take?
Trey.
I thought that. He's 10.
What?
If he was
no.
If he was 12, then no. Definitely. 10, even though he's been watching, like, practically every game with me, or at least the start of every game with me, I still don't think I would take him. It would be,
no,
it would be one of you guys.
Take that guy you went with earlier in the season.
That guy I went with.
Oh, yeah, the one that you blew us off
for. Oh, no. No way.
Might as well.
No way.
You can't take one of us. You can't. How much are the tickets?
I mean, I'm assuming they're going to be over $1,000 each. They
got
to be.
Well, what if you got them, like, regular? The regular way. Not from, like, you know, a third party site.
No, still. They got to be over $1,000 each. There's only going to be 5,000 tickets
$1,000 a piece?
No way.
Yes.
No way.
In the lower bowl?
Honestly, I don't want you to get those tickets, Barry.
In the 100 no section, way. They're going to be over $1,000 a piece, dude.
Well, you don't need to be in the 100
section. Yes, I do.
Section.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. That's insanity.
Give me once in 8 years?
It's not. No. That's crazy.
I agree.
No. That's your guys' thing.
All right. Well, until next time, until playoff time.
Yeah, boy.
It is a hard. Actually,
Knicks.
It's not a hard.
It's not, though.
It
no,
is a
what
playoffs.
Do we do? Do we change it?
No, we're not changing it. You know what a pain in the ass that is to change the name of a podcast?
No, I
iTunes?
Don't mean change the name. I just mean for right now, change what we say.
You lose, like, everything, I think, if you change the name of your show.
Well, right now it is hard because we're looking for that fourth place spot, right? Or at least fifth.
Dude, it's always going to be hard. We're going to get knocked. And, like, unless we win the championship, we're going to be sitting here crying one day after we get knocked out in sixth.
Oh, yeah. That Lakers game hurt us this much? Come on.
Oh.
Then yes.
I remember what a nervous wreck I was in the 90s.
Oh, well, that was horrible. Yeah. That was brutal.
All right, guys. Until next time, it is a hard
Knicks
life.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.